Cornelius Elipiwe of the Gweru Residents and Ratepayers Association says although they had initially welcomed the suspension of councillors and the subsequent appointment of a commission to run the affairs of the city, locals are now unhappy over the commission's continued stay and delay in resolving the issue of the suspended councillors. Local Government Minister Sevia Kasukwere suspended all 18 Gweru councillors last August on allegations of incompetence and corruption. He also fired three of the councillors. Kasukwere then appointed a three-man commission headed by former Mashingo Town Clerk Tsunga Mangami, and it is still in place to date. Last week, the commission suspended town clerk Daniel Matau amid reports that investigations had revealed that council management was guilty of maladministration and corruption. Selipue says the final decision on suspended councillors is taking too long, adding that the prolonged stay of the commission is worsening service delivery problems.
The move by the Minister of Local Government to suspend Gweru councillors on allegations of corruption, incompetence, abuse of office was welcomed by the residents of Gweru and even the appointment of the commissioners. But what we now have as a problem is allegations will remain allegations unless and until the issues are investigated fully and the case is brought to finality. What is now worrying us is the prolonged stay of the commissioners, the prolonged stay on suspension of the councillors without really their issue being resolved. We need these issues to be brought to finality.
Selipue said residents are unhappy that the commission does not consult them and has not improved service delivery in any way. He said the commission is making matters worse by drawing large sums of money in allowances, claiming that it has so far spent over 100,000 in such allowances.
The commission is actually doing the same things that the councillors were doing. They are also abusing council funds. They are also taking in a lot of allowances. They are not holding any kind of meetings with residents, even a stakeholders meeting, to find out how they can best help the citizens of Gweru. They are not answering to anyone besides the Honorable Minister who appointed them. I think the commission is just the same as the councillors that were there, and this is really worrying.
Studio 7 was not able to hear from Mangami or other members of the commission on the issue. When they were suspended, 11 of the councillors, including Mayor Mtendi Kombai, challenged the suspension as well as the appointment of the commission at the High Court. The court granted a decision in their favor, explaining that under the new constitution, the local government minister has no powers to unilaterally suspend or fire councillors and to appoint such a commission. Kasukwere was later quoted in a state newspaper as having said that the commission would remain in place because he had challenged the High Court decision. A lawyer who spoke on condition of anonymity for professional reasons said it was clear that the local government minister was violating the country's constitution and seemed to take advantage of the absence of the appropriate regulations, as most laws are still to be realigned to the new constitution. Studio 7 was unable to reach Kasukwere for comment. Development Studies lecturer Didmus Dewa of the Zimbabwe Open University, speaking as an independent analyst, told Studio 7 that while it is necessary to curb corruption in councils in Zimbabwe, the ZANU-PF government has often interfered with the running of some local authorities to frustrate the opposition MDCT councillors who have dominated in most urban councils. Dewa said there's need to implement devolution as enshrined in the new constitution and also urged political parties to choose the right people as candidates in order to help ensure that councils are run in an efficient way.
Let's first of all align our laws to the constitution in as far as local governance is concerned. We need the provincial council as outlined in the constitution. There is a lack of that political will to align our laws to a devolution of local governance. So we are saying let's align the constitution and then at the same time let's dismiss everybody who is corrupt and have elections held and have the right councillors in council. I wanted to send a message to all political parties, ZANU-PF, MDC, or whoever is in politics. Time to reward bravado is over. The politics of patronage. No. It's time to give councillors that are credible a chance. Let's have competent people in local authorities. Let's have benchmarks.
The Ministry of Local Government has over the years suspended councillors in cities controlled mostly by opposition parties. In the 1980s, the then local government minister, Enos Chikore, suspended some councillors in areas controlled by PF ZAPU, claiming that they were incompetent and supporting so-called dissidents. The MDCT has found itself in a similar situation in cities like Harare, Chitungwiza, and others. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shala.